right, as we come around the corner on the half hour, it's our U Health segment, and we've got a special guest today. We've got Dr. Roy E. Weiss, MD, PhD. He has joined the faculty from the University of Chicago. He's a distinguished educator, researcher, clinician, and nationally recognized for his studies with thyroid disease and other endocrine disorders. He also has great clinical skills and, from what I understand, a great sense of humor. Hopefully he'll display that on the show with us. Welcome, Dr. Weiss.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
I don't think my sense of humor can match yours.
Oh, listen.
I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Oh, listen, you're already doing it. If you're already laughing, we're already winning. And, you know, diabetes is a really big problem. You seem to be an expert in that. My mom is already asking me, how do I get her an appointment with you? Diabetes, I mean, you know, it's been a worldwide epidemic. What are we doing to get that better?
So, great question. I think we are in the golden age of medicine right now. We are at a point in time like no other in our history in terms of our ability to diagnose and to treat diabetes. As you know, there's different types of diabetes. There's type 1, there's type 2, those that you get in childhood and those that develop as we get older. And it's like we are beginning to understand now that this is a very complex disease that is a factor of our genes, what we inherited from our parents. It's a factor of our lifestyle. It's a factor of what we eat and what we're exposed to in our environment. And so we have to understand all these factors that are coming to play and then decide how we treat them. So when you think about what your mom has, she probably has type 2, although I don't know. I mean, it can't make a diagnosis over the phone. But generally speaking, there are new medications out today that we never even thought could exist before. And we're beginning to know which medications work better in which populations of people. Since it's such a prevalent disease, and it truly is an epidemic, which corresponds to the same epidemic of obesity and not unrelated, there's just not enough providers who know enough about the treatment of diabetes in the community to provide the expert care that's needed. So it's real important that the patients with diabetes that are diagnosed not only be taken care of by their primary care physician, but also be taken care of by an endocrinologist and someone who's knowledgeable in the latest and greatest treatments for diabetes.
Wow, you sound like you're the man. I got to make sure mom, follows up with you in your department, and you're right. I mean, you know, I didn't know anything about diabetes. A friend of mine got diabetes. I said, see that? You're just a glutton. He goes, no, it's in my family. I go, what are you talking about? I go to my mom. She goes, you know, it's in our family. I go, gee, thanks for letting me know. So you're telling me that I could get diabetes from either overeating or just being me?
Well, usually it's the combination of both. And there's many people out there that have diabetes, and it's sort of like the stock market. It keeps the threshold for diagnosis of what your blood sugar should be keeps getting lower and lower, and we call that abnormal. And so there's many people out there with diabetes that don't even know it. And the problem is not so much that in the first month or year even that someone has their blood sugar that's not well controlled, but after a period of years, it begins to affect their eyesight, their kidneys, that they can, God forbid, go on dialysis. Oof. It could affect the blood supply to their feet where they get ulcerations, and it can have extremely significant cardiovascular effects as well, that is your heart and likelihood to get heart disease. And so if it's not caught early, all those terrible things that I just mentioned could happen. But if you undergo regular surveillance by your doctor and it's caught early enough, all those terrible things I just mentioned can be prevented.
Yeah, mom just got one cataract done. She's going to get another one. I don't want to talk anything about dialysis. We're not talking about that today.
Okay.
But what I do want to talk about, how much time do I have, Wonder Woman? I got a little time yet. I got 4 more minutes, Doc. What I want to talk about is, you know, we talked a little bit about your specialty. We mentioned your sense of humor. I'm going to give you a chance to tell us a little bit about what you're going to do going forward as the new chief of medicine at the Department of Medicine there at U Health. And maybe that'll give you a chance also to show that great sense of humor that Dr. Goldschmidt keeps talking about. What are the plans for you and your administration coming up in the next couple of years at U Health?
Well, we are really poised to help to develop new cures for chronic diseases, to discover new diseases, and to enter into this era of what we call personalized medicine. In other words, understanding the genetic background of individuals and applying therapies, not, well, as your docs used to say, well, try this, it may work, if not, come back in a month and we'll try something else. Today we have better targets and understand better how to treat these diseases, whether it's asthma, whether it's heart disease, cholesterol, as we said, diabetes. All these things are possible. We have a specific goal and feel a mission to help the people of our community of South Florida, that we really want to improve society. We want people to live longer, but you know, what's the use of living longer if you don't feel good enough to enjoy that life? And we want to be people, we want people to have a quality of life that is really in keeping with what they should have. So our plans are to our goal is to provide the most outstanding clinical care to the residents of South Florida and beyond, to be a destination for people to come when they really have problems that are difficult and need a thoughtful approach by a team of physicians that are dedicated to the health care of the individual. That's not very funny. I take it's very serious.
No, so, it is very serious, doctor, without a doubt.
I feel really privileged to be in this community, and I'm looking forward to helping people in developing this wonderful department of medicine. You know, we have over 370 physicians just at the University of Miami dealing with internal medicine problems. So we have probably the largest academic body of physicians in the entire state of Florida.
Well, listen, Dr. Weiss, all I could tell you is that it's wonderful to hear you say that, because I got to believe that we're part of the vision that Pascal Goldschmidt, and that you hopefully too will embrace, or it seems like you have, which is to reach out to our community, and we try to bring it right here and deliver it to everybody in a way that they can consume it and create content that you and your technology department can then repurpose across all your platforms to give, to make all of these discoveries accessible, because what good is a discovery if nobody knows about it?
Absolutely. Now, give me your mother's telephone number. I'm going to call her and tell her what a wonderful son she has, and that she should come see us.
Oh, you're too cute. Can I do this? I don't want to do this over and over. Can I do it, Wonder Woman? Tell her about it. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what, Doc. I'll tell you what, Dr. Weiss, I'll get your email from your communications people,
We'll
make sure that my mom, Lolly Green MSW, you know what? She actually is the first person that taught me how important it is to do outreach, because during her social work practicum, which she started at like 60 years old, She worked at UHealth in Jackson trying to create outreach for the parts of the community that didn't know that it was available because of language and community perception barriers. So I want you to know is that I'm right there with you, Doc.
Right. If we can't help our community that's around us, we are not doing our job. And we have to make it accessible to everybody. And your mom's a social worker. I can just picture her. She must be a real ball of fire.
You have no idea. Plus, you know where she's from, right? Chicago.
I was there for 30 years. I love the city, but I've got to tell you, Miami's got it beat.
Yeah, especially during December. Dr. Roy Weiss, MD, PhD, the new head of medicine, you know, up there at University of Miami Health Center. We call him U Health on the show. Dr. Weiss, can't wait to meet you in person. Give you a big hug for helping my mom.
Thank you. All the best to you and your listeners. Bye.
Thank you so much. Dr. Weiss will be right back after this short break with Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer and my trainer too. Back after this.